brought to you by Penguin.
Piglet by Lottie Hazel. Read by Rebecca Hines.
People eat their dinner, just eat their dinner, and all the while their happiness is taking form or their lives are falling apart. Anton Chekhov. It's easier to impress someone than give them pleasure. Nigella Lawson. 98 days. Piglet was sweating, and the supermarket chill was welcome on her breastbone, her back. Waitrose was full. Shiny 4x4s filling the car park, Saturday morning shoppers with reusable bags jostling in the aisles. Oxford was at the end of a heatwave, the novelty of sun-warmed skin worn, and the city was coated in the kind of grime that accumulated in weeks without rain. Outside, Piglet had watched from behind her sunglasses as a man and a woman screamed at each other through their open car windows about a parking space. Even in the cool sanctuary of the supermarket, the mood was irascible. A woman wearing Birkenstocks and a crew-coloured linen pushed past Piglet, reaching for a pecorino. But guests would be arriving at 6, and she didn't have time to seethe among the cheeses. As she shopped, her fiancé, Kit, would be unpacking their house. Those words, still a novelty, like the stairs, the garden, the mortgage. Piglet stooped to pick up a block of feta and added it to her basket. It had been her idea, a small housewarming supper for 6, and he had been as excited as her to show off their empty rooms, their white walls, their space. "We can invite Seb and Sophie," he had said. "And Margot and Sasha," she nodded. He had shrugged. Texts had gone out, and boxes of saucepans, serving platters, and spices had been located, opened, and unpacked. Margot had replied immediately. "You've just moved in, shall we get pizza?" But Piglet had insisted. "I'll cook." She picked up salted butter, thick Greek yogurt, and cream. The menu was not modest. Her basket was already heavy with Charlotte potatoes, fresh herbs, and a Dutchie chicken. It was too hot for a roast chicken. But Piglet had once heard Nigella say something about a house only being a home once a chicken was in the oven. And anyway, there would be salads. One chopped and scattered with feta and sumac, another leafy with soft herbs. New potatoes boiled and dotted with a bright salsa verde. Bread and 2 types of butter. Confit garlic, and parmesan and black pepper. There would be cold wine and open windows, patio doors thrown wide. It would all look and taste exquisite. There had been roast chickens back in Derby, but her mother's were always anemic, trussed at the legs, and moistened only by a gravy that started life as a spoonful of granules. For dessert, or afters, as her father would say, there would be an apple pie from the Morrison's Bakery, or a mint Viennetta, depending on the season, eaten on the sofa in front of the television. Between bites, Piglet's family, her parents, her sister, herself, would call out the answers to the quiz shows, spoons scraping in their bowls. Piglet knew her parents still ate her mother's roast chicken every Sunday. On Saturday it was a takeaway, Chinese from the shop in town, and on Friday it was fish, no matter the weather, no matter the time of year. These routines, which had once cradled their familial bonds, their Sunday traditions, now made Piglet feel a crawling embarrassment, a creeping pity. She had only learned since she left Derby, left her parents, that the only way to serve a Viennetta was ironically. When she had met Kit's parents, they had served a roast rib of beef. Richard had carved, and the blackened bones, which had stuck into the air, shook as he sliced. When Cecilia apportioned herself a single slice and a heaping of steamed cavolo nero, Piglet had done the same. They had discussed art over dinner, Warhol at the Ashmolean, and Piglet had nodded, beamed, and spoken about Campbell's soup cans to sympathetic smiles. Kit and Richard ate second helpings with their fingers. Cecilia had sighed, the corners of her lips curled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?